I'm recording this on the 8th of February, 2009, in Guadalajara, and I'm recording my notes from a conversation with Afif Kabande, the son of Bichara. Oh no.
Let's see.
The son of Pepe Kabande. No, Afif Kabande. Who was the brother of my grandfather, Emilio. He told me that Demetrio, the oldest brother, came first from Palestine to Mexico, arriving sometime in the early 1900s. It was certainly before 1905, or maybe 1899. He learned Spanish, and after about 5 years, he returned to Palestine and came back with his four brothers, his three brothers, Jose, Emilio, and Afif, and his sister, Victoria, and his parents, Bichara and Elena Hanania. He first went to Tampico, where there were some cousins living, and it was after that that the cousins suggested that they go to Saltillo, where there was a small community of people from Bethlehem already established. He started as a peddler, Demetrio started as a peddler, which was a common occupation among the Middle East immigrants to Mexico at that time. After his father, Bichara, died in Saltillo, Demetrio took his two brothers, Afif and Emilio, to San Pedro de las Colonias. They found work there as algodoneros, which I believe means cotton brokers. They also opened a store. They had apparently the biggest store in San Pedro de las Colonias. And it was during that period in 1914 when my grandmother, Catherine Saade, came to Mexico to marry my grandfather, Emilio. After the Mexican Revolution, Demetrio made friends with people on both sides of the revolution, both the revolutionaries, the Villistas, and the people who were fighting on the federal side, and sold goods to both sides. After the war in 1918, while they were in San Pedro, there was a huge flood. The river that passes through San Pedro from Torreon overflowed its banks. And the family had invested at that point very heavily in land and the cotton farms in that area. And they lost everything and had many debts as a result. So Demetrio and the brothers went to a nearby town, Viesca, V-I-E-S-C-A. Demetrio went to Viesca. Afif, the other brother, father of Afif Kabande, my uncle here, went to Mexico City instead, where he met and married Eva Escalante. Two children were born in Mexico City to that marriage, Elena and Pepe. And then Afif later moved to Oaxaca in the south of Mexico, where his son Afif and his daughter Maruca were born. He then moved to Guadalajara, where Leticia, Jorge, and Alberto were born, and the family continues to live in Guadalajara now. According to Afif Kabande, his father went to Oaxaca because he knew a general in the army there, and he opened a clothing store. He was friends with a family which later became quite famous in Mexico, the Harp-Helu family. Carlos Slim Harp is the founder of Telmex and is one of the richest people in the world. That was a son of that family. And another son, a cousin, Alfredo, founded Banamex. I also learned that Elena Hanania, my great-grandmother, the mother of my grandfather, Emilio, is buried in Viesca. Mexico. And there is another brother, Jose Cabande, and we believe that he stayed in Saltillo, but not much is known about him.